Praise the Lord. And message number 249. The title of the message, Raising Up Children, Part 5. Before we start the message, let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. I pray in the name of Jesus, you anoint my lips and put word and verses and scriptures to enlighten your people with your will and how to raise up their children in the right way, according to the truth of your word. Lord, I pray that you use this message to educate parents and to help them to nurture their children, to raise them in the fear of yours. Take this message and make it reach for those who are waiting to hear your word and who are humble and prepared to hear your decrees and your laws. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, the mind and the understanding of the people all around the world dictate that the children should be placed with other children to play. They placed kids with other kids to raise, to talk to one another. And because everyone in the world, they have the idea that, you know, kids or children are good for children. And that's why we find that all about our children are playing with other children in the street, in the schools, and in the gardens and in the parks. And also people, they assume that in order for the children to learn, it is important for them to spend a good amount of time with also other children. But the scripture, the word of God, does not contain that. Does the Bible speak or warn the parent not to keep their children with other children? Oh yes. Does the Bible or the scriptures tell that the children should be with the other children? No. In fact, the Bible warned the parents from keeping their children with other children away from their care and their supervision. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 15, say, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. So we find here that foolishness is bound in the heart of child. So every child in his heart, there's a foolishness. So the focus of foolishness is in the heart of the children. So when we put children beside other children, we are putting foolishness beside other foolishness. And you would just imagine what would be the outcome. The outcome when a foolish person put him beside another foolish person. Were he going to learn good things or bad things? Sure. Both of them will learn bad things from one another. And also Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20 say, he who walks with the wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. So here there will be some bad effect, impartation of bad things when we put children together without our supervision or the supervision of the parents on their own children. Paul also warned about friendship in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33. Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good character. So nowadays that kids, they will go outside, mommy, daddy, we are going out with our friends. So foolishness that they carry will be mixed with the foolishness of the other children. And you just imagine what would be the outcome. You may be amazed and of what you hear now or about what the Bible speaks, but that is the truth. And it might be odd because that is the word of God. And it's really the scripture teach us, and ultimately the Bible teach us complete different concept and stand. The Bible does not appreciate mixing children with other children. Children by nature are foolish and should not be allowed to be mixed with one another without the supervision of mature, responsible adult. Jesus, he was criticizing the teachers of the law and the Pharisee, because when they were despising him and they were despising John the Baptist. You know, when we read Matthew 11 verse 16 and verse 17, what the Lord say, to what can I compare the generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others, we played the pipe for you and you did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not mourn. So here, Jesus is criticizing the teacher of the laws and the Pharisees, and he compared their foolishness with the foolishness of the children. Jesus sure was not happy that children are playing in the street with other children. He was seeing in that foolishness, and he used that foolishness to compare it with the foolishness of the teachers of the law and the Pharisees, who criticized him and criticized John the Baptist. You never see in the scripture that children are allowed to go along with other children without somebody, their parents in a special way, are responsible to watch over the scene. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 13 to 15, then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as this. When he had placed his hand on them, he went on from there. Here we find that the children, they were brought to Jesus, not alone, but they were brought to him by people who were responsible on them. Let's read Luke chapter 2 verse 41 and to verse 52 from the life, the childhood life of Jesus, what his mission in the Bible. We can conclude good points of how raising up godly children. Luke chapter 2 verse 41 to 52. Every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. When they began looking for him among their relatives and friends, when they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxious searching for you. Why were you searching for me?" he asked. Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house? But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. From this really story and what had happened to Jesus, we learn good things. First is, children should accompany parents who should be directly responsible for their children. In verse 43 we read, after the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Joseph and Mary were not aware that Jesus stayed behind. They were not aware to care for their child Jesus. Many parents behave in such a way who do not mind where is their children is going or with whom. They go to garden, they go to somewhere and let their children to go with other children. That is wrong. Your children should be under your care. You allow them to go with other children, they will learn foolish thing. Second point, we learn also from Luke chapter 2 verse 41 to 52 that children should not be mixed with relatives or friends without the presence of the parents. In verse 44 we read, thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. They were thinking that he is among their friends and relatives. And in the same verse in the book of King James Version, it says, but they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. So here, friends and relatives and kinsfolk and acquaintance. The parents think that Jesus would be there, but Jesus was not found among those categories. Jesus is God and would not do wrong and go along friends and relatives and spend time among them. When his parents were not aware of him, Jesus would not go along friends of his family or relative, because that is not the godly way that children should be in, should be with. Many parents, they let their children to go along their friends, neighbor, relatives, just for the reason that they can get some socialization and fun time. That should not be the case. If we want to give our children fun time, we have to be with them. If we want to show them certain things, we need not to give them to the relative or friends or neighbor, but we need to go along with them. That would not be a healthy reason or a healthy atmosphere for them to grow if we allow them to go with the friends and relatives and neighbor without us. Many families, they used to let their children go with the friends. That is not good. They will learn things maybe not good. Maybe they will be exposed to other kind of orders and other kinds of instruction that does not go along the word of God. More than that, some other parents, they have their children sit in front of TV. They leave their children in front of TVs, computer, video games, in order for them to spend time, and that will bring harmful effects on their life. Next point we learn from Luke chapter 2 verse 41 to verse 45 to verse 52. Parent should search carefully for their children. In verse 45, we read, when they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. When your child is missing from around you, when your children are missing from around you, then you need to move quickly to find them. God made you accountable for your children, and you need to give an account on them before God. It is not acceptable, oh, I don't know where is my children, I don't know where is my child. Once you recognize he's not around, you have to go and look after him. The next point we learn from the scripture that we read about the childhood of Jesus, it is the parents' fault if the child is lost. In verse 48, when his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." It was not Jesus' fault, but the fault of his parents, Mary and Joseph, who were not aware that he stayed behind. In the same way, it is your responsibility as parent to look after your children. God gave the parents authority over the children and bestow on them respect and honor. That's why you need to exercise your authority. In verse 51 we read, then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. So here Jesus was obedient to them. When they exercised their authority on their child, he listened to them. Jesus was obedient to his earthly parents. Your children will obey you as you exercise your authority over them and discipline them. Mommy, daddy, I can't go with disciplines. I can't go with my auntie. No. Don't let your children go with relatives or friends or neighbor. They need to be with you. You are accountable and responsible on them. Children can be entrusted or be under the care of God's word teachers. You know, verse 46 we read, after 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. If Jesus, his parents had left him, the only place that he needs to keep himself with is the teachers of God's word. You know, for a certain particular reason that you cannot keep your children with you, your child or children with you, for whatever reason. Therefore, you need to entrust them to be with God's people who can handle them and lead them in righteousness. If you suppose you need to leave your children for whatever urgent reason that you cannot be with them, you must choose to put them under godly people who are disciplinarian and can take care and look after your children. And you need to do that for only a limited or short period of time till you are available back to be with your own children. If suppose you need to leave your children, you must be sure that you are putting them under some people who are disciplinary, those who follow God and His word, and they will take care of your child directly. They will not mix him with other children or people or friends or relatives. Parents should take the direct responsibility to teach their children the word of God. Some people, they will say, I put my children in the church or with the pastor and they will be the one to teach them. No, that is not correct. You should be the one to teach your children. You know, in verse 46 we read that after 3 days they found Jesus in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Jesus was not only listening, he was not only getting the word of God from the teacher, but he was fully oriented of what the teachers are saying, and even he was asking them questions. So he was taught by his parents in the home. Jesus was also raised up with the word of God. So when he was in the temple, he was listening and he was asking. Interaction is there. Children should be taught the word of God by the parents first, not by the church. The scriptures tell us, train a child in the way he should go. Proverbs 22 verse 6. And Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 6 say, teach these words, impress them on your children. Teach them diligently to your children. These commands are given to the parents, not to some other institution. Leaders in the church are to equip the saints for the work. That in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 12. We are called to equip the parents, not to do the work of the parents. The church needs to train parents to take the responsibility for discipline and discipling their own children. The same way, you know, when the children were brought to Jesus in Matthew 19 verse 13 to 15, said, then people brought little children to Jesus. The children were brought to Jesus, to the church, by people who were responsible on them. The church should teach the people who bring the children, to teach them how to teach their own children whom they are responsible on. I pray the message will reach your heart and change your mind and the way you think, and start from this day on to take care directly of your child, to protect him from being mixed from other children, so that he will not receive foolishness or go along wrong or false teaching and the influence of demons that devil will use through other children, through friends, relatives, neighbors, passing by people. I pray that you repent and change your mind, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and not to be anymore conformed to the pattern of this world that says children should stay with children. Lord, I pray, I thank you for this time you give us, that you had ordained for us, O God, to know your will and your word, O God, that teach us wonderful things. O God, I pray in the name of Jesus that each and every parent will commit their lives unto you, Lord, to be responsible, to commit themselves to train their children and to care for them. I pray those who are willing, you make a way for them that this word of yours shall be fulfilled in their life. Convict them, O God, to repent, to give up their own ambition and their own plans and thoughts, and to put their mind and focus to raise up godly children of yours. Lord, use this message and take it to reach those people who are in need to hear this word of yours. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ's name, amen and amen.